Friday, 18 March 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. We're in Psalm 91. If you have opportunity, take your Bibles and join us after we have a word of prayer. I hope you've had a good week and that you're looking forward to a blessed weekend. Hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. I want to thank you for your precious promises. Lord, I do praise you for them, especially here in Psalm 91. We praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we haven't progressed as much as we thought we would in this psalm this week. But what tremendous and precious promises we have. Psalm 91, and now we're looking at a companion portion of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 43. Father, do bless us again with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. I thank you that thou dost love us, thou dost know us, thou hast redeemed us, thou hast named us, thou dost know our name, and we thank thee and praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 7 of this wonderful psalm, Psalm 91, we read, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. On yesterday's broadcast, we took our first look, at Isaiah chapter 43. And once again, let's look at and claim these precious promises. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone that is called by name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Real quickly, let's look at this. This is packed with God's precious promises. Now, God does not promise us that we'll not go through the fire, and God does not promise us we'll not go through the storm. And God does not promise us we will not go through the waters. But I want you to notice what he does promise us. He says, in fact, we will go through many of these. For all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But he says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. You know, we think about Israel going through the Red Sea and crossing the Jordan River and how the Lord made provision for them. Those were physical waters. But I'll tell you, when we go through the stormy waters in life, by the grace of God, we have the same Savior, we have the same love, we have the same protection. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. You know, sometimes it seems like the struggles and sorrows in our life are just going to drown us. But by the grace of God, they shall not overflow us. And then, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The three Hebrew children were a good example of this. When they faced the fires of the fiery furnace because they would not bow to idolatry, they were asked to recant, they were asked to bow down to the idol. And I'm going to paraphrase their statements, but they said something like this. They said, we don't know what God's will is going to be in this, but what we do know is this. We're not going to bow down to your idol. And I'll tell you, Nebuchadnezzar's rage was just furious. I mean, it was furious rage. They had the furnace heated 1,000 times more than it was wont to be heated. And they did throw them into the fire furnace. And God did appear there with them. Christ appeared there with him. For even old Nebuchadnezzar had to testify that the likeness of the fourth man was like unto the Son of Man, the Son of God. Oh, dear friend, let me say this to you today. I'm not preaching to you that we will not go through the waters. I'm not saying to you that we'll not go through rivers of sorrow. I'm not saying to you that we'll not be tried by the flame and by fire. But I am telling you this, that the same one who made this promise is the same one who will keep his promise. By the way, promises are no more valuable than the one who promises them. I may promise you something, and I might have good intentions of carrying it out. I might be dead before the time comes to fulfill it. At my age and stage, it's not improbable I might forget that I had even made the promise, or for whatever reason, I might not carry it out. But I'll assure you this, God has never made a promise that he has not, or is not, or will not fulfill. He is true to his word. Everything he says, you can count on the precious promises of God. And he said, now when you go through all of these trials, be it the waters, be it the rivers, or be it the fire, he said, I will be with thee. For I, the Lord, am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. God built his people in Egypt, and when it came time for them to go out after some 430 years, they went out across the Red Sea, and when the Egyptians tried to bring them back, they were going to go out and capture them. God saw fit for the waters of the sea to close upon them, and Pharaoh and his army drowned in the sea. God gave Egypt for them. Now, I want you to see another promise he gives, and it was not just for Israel. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. I want to tell you how much God loves his own. He loves his own enough, if it's necessary. I say, if it's necessary, God is able and willing to give people so that the lives of his people can be protected. Now, I am not saying that we will always come through the fire or through the flood or through the waters without being hurt. But I am telling you this, that the great physician can heal our hurts. But the three Hebrew children, they came out without even the smell of smoke on their garments. Others have been burned at the stake. Others have been drowned. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and you'll find that out. But never will you read where any of God's people went through flame or through flood that he was not with them. For some, God brings glory and honor to himself through deliverance. For some, God brings glory and honor to himself through death. But I'll tell you this, you read the final book, you read the book of Revelation, and you'll find out that God honors those who die for him. And so, dear friend, the wonderful promises we have in God's precious word is this, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Well, it's been good to be with you in this study of the first seven verses of Psalm 91. I'd like to continue on with these sometime later. God willing, we'll be going back to our regular scheduled Bible study on the next broadcast. But let me say that if you cannot get into a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day, God has made it possible for us now to uplink our services at the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina, and we would be glad for you to join us. You can reach us at www.calbat, like you're abbreviating Calvary Baptist, www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org, and we'll be glad to have you. Our service is always Eastern time. The Bible class begins at 9:45, the morning preaching service at 5 minutes until 11, and the evening service at 6 p.m. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please be in a good fundamental church, personally, physically, if you can, and we'll sure be glad to have you on the next broadcast.